It's a new year, and we are already seeing changes in the real estate market. For more on what's happening, let's turn to Eldad Muraru of Long & Foster joining us here. And thanks for being here, Eldad. First of all, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
And let's start with an increase in high-end home sales. We heard the news this week of Jeff Bezos buying probably the most high-end piece of real estate we have in the area. But are we seeing a rise in that area?
We really are. So the high-end homes, and we're talking about the really high-end homes, so Jeff Bezos, $23 million house, 27,000 square feet. These are homes that were sitting for a while, and all of a sudden, we're seeing them go. So the big question is why? The reality is that I think there was a lot of uncertainty, obviously, through the election, and now that's behind us. The fact of the matter is people realize that at the end of the day, Washington, D.C. is really at the center of the world. And what I mean by that is you could argue that New York is the financial center of the world, but behind the market, what is driving everything is policy. And this is where policies are made that not only affect our economy and the nation, but really the world. So we're seeing people realize that that's not going to change. It doesn't matter who is in the White House, who's in Congress. That's always going to be the fact. So you've got a lot of big players looking to invest in real estate here because, as we've seen in the past, real estate is a very solid investment here, and it's going to only be more so in the future.
And what do we think is, obviously you said the city, anything else could be jobs, there's some contemplation on whether it's the changing administration, any signs that that could be bringing in more high-end home buyers?
No, I think on the high end, people realize that this is where the decisions are made. Look, this is not Jeff Bezos' primary residence. These people are buying secondary, third, fourth homes. Who knows? But they want to have a place here where they can be close to where the policy and the decisions are being made. These people are not really affected by interest rates. And a lot of these homes are being bought by cash. So, you know, because one could argue there's the fear that interest rates are going to go up. But that doesn't really, these people are not so sensitive to interest rates. So at the end of the day, I think they're looking to be here close to where it's all happening.
All right, let's bring it a few notches down, a few thousand square feet down to, you know, more normal medium-sized priced homes. What are we seeing in that area?
Well, you know, what we're seeing is that people are still, and when I say people, I'm talking about sellers. They're still waiting. So inventory is low. You know, they're waiting for the spring market. I think after the inaugural, we'll probably see inventory go up somewhat. But personally, I've had sellers that I've been talking to for a couple months. They're getting ready. You know, they're painting, they're fixing, they're staging, they're packing. They're doing all that good stuff. So inventory will go up. How much? I don't know. But my guess is after the inaugural, probably in February, is when we'll start seeing some inventory hit the market.
Now, we did see the interest rate go up just a little bit. So did that change any of the prices out there when it comes to what things are listing at?
Well, the reason it hasn't is because inventory is low. I think it's at, you know, usually the thought is interest rates go up, prices go down. But I believe that's actually not going to be the case. I think what is going to happen is buyers who've been sort of waiting are going to have a little bit of that fear factor of I better buy before interest rates really go high. So if anything, the inverse is going to be, I think what we're going to see is that in the short term, prices will probably continue to go up.
All right. Thanks so much. Eldad Muraru of Long & Foster joining us here on WTOP. It's 1214.